Zoomer Radio, John Lennon, Imagine, and Otis Redding to start the hour. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Sam. By now, you've heard parts of the impassioned speech given by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the House of Commons. He urged us to reimagine Russia's war on Ukraine as if it were happening here in Canada, to us, our families, our landmarks, our flag. And he pleaded for Canada and all NATO countries to protect the airspace over Ukraine. My guest is Ivan Baker, Member of Parliament for Etobicoke Centre, home to one of the country's largest Ukrainian communities. Welcome to the Morning Zoom.
Thanks so much for having me, Sam.
So your response, first of all, to the Ukrainian president's powerful pleas to Canada yesterday.
Well, I think what we heard from the president is the horrific conditions that his people are facing, the suffering that they're facing. But we also, what inspired, I think, so many MPs is the courage with which he and the Ukrainian people continue to fight. I mean, President Zelensky says no matter what the Russian military does, they will continue to fight to the end. They will defend every inch of Ukrainian territory. And so that was really inspiring. And I think what he also said was, we're grateful for what Canada has done and the world has done, but we need to do more. Mm-hmm. And I think we all took away that message. We took that to heart, and we're more resolved than ever to make sure we do what it takes to ensure Ukrainians prevail.
Must have been very moving being in the House yesterday. You were there.
It was very moving. It was moving for all of us. In my particular case, I'm a Ukrainian-Canadian. My grandparents left Ukraine after World War II, fleeing Soviet imperialism. And so this is very close to the hearts of people who have some sort of connection, family or friends in Ukraine, which I of course do. But I think it's important for all Canadians, because I think this is not just a risk to Ukraine's security. It's a threat to global security. And so the Ukrainians are not just fighting for themselves, but they're fighting for us. And that's why it's so important. We support them.
Mm-hmm. Many, many observers, I'm hearing this more and more worldwide, Ivan, saying it is not if, but when NATO countries will impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine. The Ukrainian president's question was a fair one. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on Ukrainian cities?
Yeah. And look, I mean, that's a fair question. And I have friends there who are hiding in basements and bomb shelters from these shells and bombs. And I think we need to do everything possible to support Ukraine and to stop them from being bombarded. At the moment, you know, the no-fly zone that Mr. Zelensky has asked for is something that all NATO countries would have to agree to unanimously, and certainly President Biden and Boris Johnson and other leaders in NATO who would have to enforce this have said it's not on the table. But I think I think at the end of the day, I'm just going to keep pushing for Canada and the world to do everything we possibly can. And I'm confident that there's resolve in the international community, and because they're supported by people around the world, especially throughout NATO, to do everything we can to support the Ukrainian people. And so I'm very optimistic that I'm confident that the Ukrainians will prevail. But we have to do it quickly, and we have to do as much as we can.
Right. Russia's ban on some 300 Canadians, that was announced yesterday, too. So I'm directly following the speech. We learned that a long list of Canadians, the prime minister, top officials, parliamentarians, and anti-Russian figures in Canada. So did you make the list?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that, Sam. I didn't make the list. And a lot of us are sort of scratching our heads. I've been a very vocal critic of Russia's government for policies since they invaded Ukraine in 2014, when they invaded Crimea and annexed it and invaded eastern Ukraine. And I'm the chair of the Canada-Ukraine Parliamentary Friendship Group, which is basically a group of MPs of all parties who work to support Ukraine. So I'm very vocal and very public, and for some reason I didn't make the list. But several other vocal and public figures in Parliament also didn't make the list. So we'll have to analyze a little further to know what that means. But I think at the end of the day, I'm just focused on delivering results, on making sure Canada does everything it can, and I'll keep doing that, sanctioned or no sanctions.
Before we let you go, Ivan, you're riding of Etobicoke Centre, big Ukrainian community. How are families coping?
Well, those of the Ukrainian descent are anxious for their friends, for their family members who are in Ukraine. They're anxious for their ancestral homeland, of course, and they're the emotions are tremendously raw, and they're horrified by what they're seeing in terms of not just the advances of the Russian military, but the attacks on civilians and how the Ukrainian people are suffering. But they're also, I think, inspired by how they're fighting and resolved to defend their homeland. I will also say, though, Sam, that it's not just Ukrainian Canadians in my riding who are reaching out to me. It's Canadians of all backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that's been really incredible about this, is that is how unifying this has been for Canadians. I mean, we saw that in Parliament, the unity across parties. In terms of support for action on Ukraine. And I see it in my riding. So Ukrainian Canadians are obviously feeling this personally, but I think Canadians are feeling this very, very much. And I'm grateful to Canadians of all backgrounds for their support, their words of support, and their encouragement for Canada to do what it takes to ensure Ukraine prevails.
Yvonne Baker, Member of Parliament for Etobicoke Centre, home to one of Canada's biggest Ukrainian communities. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.